This is Jock Gibberish on Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. And as always, it's sponsored by your locally owned and operated Pontiac McDonald's, where you can now enjoy breakfast all day long. And a special bonus edition here on a free-for-all Friday. Kat is here. Good morning, Kat.
Good morning, Todd.
It is good to have you here, but we've had to, like, wedge you in because the room is filled with people. Cynthia Graw is here. Cynthia, how are you?
Great, thank you. How are you?
I am doing fine, and Dana Bell is here. Dana, how are you?
I'm fantastic,
Dana,
Todd.
Is the most recent addition to our staff. It's good to have you
yes.
here. And Jackie Harms is here as well. Jackie, how
good
are you?
Good morning,
doing?
Todd.
And Jackie, of course, sells for us. She's been out meeting folks all over the community, and today she is going to debase and embarrass herself by talking about the same stuff as all the rest of us. We're going to talk about what it was like when we were seniors in high school. Yeah.
Holy cow. Citizens.
Yeah. Hey.
My trick is remembering when I was a senior in high school, but 1978 was the year for me, and that was a couple of days ago. And strangely, you know, in your mind, it, no matter how long ago it is, some parts of that just don't seem like that long ago.
Right.
Which is ridiculous. It's been decades. But at the same time, you say, well, no, it, you know.
Wasn't that long ago.
1982, not that big a deal, you know.
When you graduated, I was about to turn 10.
Well, you know, it could be worse. You know? Could be worse. I know a lot of, Dana's parents probably hadn't even met when I was graduating from high school. So.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I would have thought you were a really cool senior.
Yeah. I had the picture is on Facebook, and I had the massive lofty hair of the 70s, and the enormous tie is available in my senior picture as well.
I love it.
Yes.
When you talk about the epitome of a decade and fashion, you nailed it.
I don't know about
the
that.
70s moppy there, hair, the big tie, the suit.
There were a lot of guys who were a lot more 70s than me. So.
Were you wearing platform?
Well, sure. When you went to the shoe store, that's what you bought. You know, that's what they had. You know, guys had to have the enormous heels. And it used to make me mad. I used to tell the guys that I went to school with, it was so unfair because if they were over 6 feet tall, I said, you should wear like Converse or something that are just flat as a pancake. I said, let us short guys wear the monster heels, you know. Give us a chance, you know.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Did they have Converse when you were all young?
We call them Chucks now.
Yeah, Chuck Taylors. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Converse yeah. All-Stars. But I don't think you can buy them anymore.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, wow.
And any color you want.
All these old women telling
really
me about
cool,
Chuck Taylors.
What's I have about that? Three different pairs.
You wore a really cool green pair, actually. Yes. Yeah, that's my daughter's thing, man. Well, how many colors
are very popular.
I'm going to cut that part out. All right, so now we know you can have Chuck Taylors now. But I can't believe that people who graduated from high school in the 80s are mocking my stylistic choices. Was there ever a decade of such garish fashion?
What?
So widely accepted as the 1980s.
Where
was he
rocking with this?
I don't know.
I didn't have big hair. I had a mullet. And my senior picture is me growing the mullet out and moving into the Madonna bob.
Sure.
And the sun in.
Oh, got to have
sun in.
Yes.
With my beautiful black eyebrows.
My era was dippity-doo. My mom and sister had dippity-doo.
Aquanet.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Aquanet. Oh, man. I haven't thought about these products.
You guys are talking a foreign language to me.
Yeah. Well, you know, these products might still be available. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure sun in is.
Yeah. They are both.
I don't know if Aquanet is.
Yeah, we use it for musicals.
That's what Donald Trump is using to kill us. Jackie, what was your favorite article of clothing in the 80s? Because Jackie and I are just a year apart.
Not that I owned any, but I thought the parachute pants were pretty cool.
Too noisy.
Yeah.
Too noisy.
I loved the knitted crop tops and the bangles. Oh, yes, I had many of them. And the double belt.
Oh sure.
I still can't get over sun in and dippity doo. All these products. Oh, my gosh. It was the era of. Well, and see, you are at an advantage over me because the 80s actually was the era of the beginning, you know, the actual blossoming of all these electronics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When every town was getting cable TV and stuff. Mm-hmm. I grew up in the era of, you know, three channels, and when we got PBS, we got all excited, you know. So,
right.
So I mean, there's a radical shift that's taken mm-hmm. place here. And then, of course, Cynthia. Mm-hmm. Cynthia didn't graduate from high school till like the Bush administration or something.
Well,
so.
Yeah, I was 99, yeah. Although, interestingly enough,
the second Bush administration.
Yeah.
Just a kid.
Baby
just a
Bush.
Punk.
The 90s were horribly unoriginal from my experience. We brought back hippie looks. We brought back 80s looks. The Big Bangs were still in around, well, not the year I graduated, but when I was in high school. And music... I liked the Beatles, which is not my era, but the only thing that was originally that I remember from that era is the grunge look, jeans, white t-shirt,
oh, sure.
And the flannels.
I loved
or
that.
The concert t-shirts, and I never had those.
No, we had those in the 80s.
Yeah, we had those.
Sammy Hagar, yeah. I Can't Drive 55. Everybody went to that concert but me.
So they brought them back, and that was, we were just revisiting and refining and making old fads current, I think, because that was at the very beginning of everybody having internet in their house when AOL was a huge thing. You've got mail, you know? And it was when high schoolers still didn't have cell phones.
Oh.
I remember getting the first microwave in my house, the first, not the first ever, but we didn't get a microwave till I was in junior high. We didn't get an answering machine until I was in high school. And so...
My
all
parents
things,
never did
yeah.
get an answering machine.
When you talk about three channels, that's all we had in my house until I, like 2 years after I got out of high school. Although
See?
We went from that to satellite.
So we've all been through these radical shifts, except Dana.
Hey,
who
rode, I remember
who
some
rode
of these
the
things. I was a 90s kid.
Yeah.
I know what she's talking about.
Well, good.
That's
good.
True.
But
that's
now,
true.
See, when you went to the closet, what were your go-to clothes when you were in high school?
We wore a lot of jean skirts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember because I was that, like, I'm just going to go to school in jeans and a t-shirt my senior year.
That's how I was.
Because I just didn't care about the fashion. But
there you go.